It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. Praise the Lord. Okay, we are going to study the Word of God today from Book of Matthew, chapter 9 and verse 27 to 31. Jairus' daughter was very sick, and she already died. And then Jesus said to Jairus, "Have faith, she will be all right." Jesus went there, raised her from the deathbed, and the girl was completely healthy. And then he told those people, nobody should know this, but there were thousands of people in the house, outside the house, and that news spread around those towns. And then the Word of God says, Matthew chapter 9, verse 27, "And when Jesus departed thence," when the Jairus' daughter was healed, he departed from that town and he was going to another place. And what happened? There were two blind men followed Jesus Christ. Now these two blind men, they heard about Jesus, and I don't know where they came from, but they were following Jesus Christ. And they heard that if somebody was dead and that person came to life, then they believe there is nothing impossible with God to open their eyes. So they got a faith and they followed Jesus. And you know what they were saying as they followed? Two blind men followed him, crying and saying, "Thou son of David, have mercy on us." Now they figured it out, or they studied about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was born in the David's family, and David was a king. So now they understood this is the king of Israel, a future king of Israel. And they are following Jesus Christ and saying, "O son of David, have mercy on us." And the Word of God is saying, you know, Jesus did not just say, "Okay, who is calling and let me go and do the healing for them." Jesus kept on walking. And when he was come into the house, now just think, Jesus did not stop on the way. He had an appointment with somebody, or he went to that house, there was another meeting or something, and Jesus came into that house. And now this blind man, they also came in. And when they came in, just say what the blind man came to him, and Jesus said unto them, "Believe ye that I am able to do this?" That means Jesus is asking them, "You're following me. Do you believe that I'm able to heal your blind eyes?" And what was their reply? They said unto him, "Yes, Lord." That means they did not believe him just the king, but they believe him as the Lord. And when they said, "We believe that you are able to do it," what happened here? The blind people came and followed him, and Jesus asked them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?"
to open your eyes, to heal you? What their answer was, yes, Lord. And then what Jesus does? Matthew chapter 9, verse 29. Then touched he, mean Jesus, their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. So see what happened. They came by faith, they traveled, and they were not disappointed because Jesus did not stop at the road, and Jesus went to somebody's house and they followed him into that house, and they were not murmuring. They were not saying, why Jesus doesn't care about us? Why he kept on going and we are crying, and Son of David, have mercy, and he could not have mercy on us. And so they might be angry or what? But Jesus said, do you believe I'm able to do it? They said, yes, Lord. Jesus said, okay, what I'm going to do? And he touched their eyes, and what happened? He said, according to your faith, let it be. So what happened? If they had a faith or not, that's the test. Well, here is the test. As soon as he touched their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightaway charged them, saying, see that no man know it. There's nothing they could hide. But Jesus was not saying, go and do advertise for me. The advertise has to come from your own heart. So these people, even the Jesus says, go your way, don't tell anybody. What did they do? Matthew chapter 9, verse 31. But they, when they were departed, spread about his fame in all that country. Not only their town, not only their neighborhood, but they went town to town and whole country. They told the story what Jesus Christ did for them. So this is the miracle. When God does something, even though Jesus did not say, go town by town, village by village, telling the story what I have done, but they were grateful to God, they were thankful to Jesus, and they wanted to go and tell everyone. That's what I'm trying to say. If Jesus Christ does something for you, even though Jesus doesn't say, go and tell everybody, it should be your desire. It should be in your heart. Yes. I'm going to tell somebody what Jesus Christ has done for me. Yeah. I'm just like this blind man. Literally, I was blind. And God opened my eyes. Not only the physical eyes, but the spiritual eyes.
Amen.
And so now I can say I was double blind, but now I see. And when Jesus Christ opened my eyes and gave me grace to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and nobody paid me salary, nobody told me to go and tell somebody, just like these blind people, I'm coming and telling you day after day. Somebody calls or somebody doesn't call. Somebody will say pray or somebody doesn't say pray. I kept on saying. Why? Because I cannot keep it for myself. I want to give it out and tell the whole world what Jesus Christ is doing. Now, people might be thinking, Jesus did this 2,000 years ago. Today, blind people cannot get healed. Let me tell you, I told you about my story. I was blind, literally blind. My dad prayed for me and God opened my eyes. And now I tell you how other people got healed, blind people, in my ministry. One day I was walking on the street and I saw a blind man begging. I stood there and that man heard my footsteps and started saying, put something in this bag, or whatever he had, the bowl. I said, I cannot put it in there. He said, what do you have? I said, I was blind and now I see. And you are blind and I want to help you. He said, how are you going to help me? I said, Jesus Christ opened my eyes. That same Jesus is here and he will open your eyes. Okay, so what happened? This blind man, when I was talking to him, he didn't understand what I was trying to say. He said, I am not Christian. I am Muslim. I said, doesn't matter. God loves Muslim, he loves Hindu, he loves Christians, and he wants to do miracle for you if you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He said, I do not believe him as my Lord, I believe him as a prophet. I said, sir, if Jesus Christ opens your eyes, will you believe him as the Son of God or the Lord? He said, I will. Then I said, give me the sign. You raise your hands, and that will be the sign that you want me to pray for you. And I waited there. And I waited. And 5 minutes later, he raised his both hands. So I took my both thumb and put it on his eyes and prayed and said, Lord, let him see in Jesus' name. And I rebuked that blindness from him. And once I took these hands out and I said, can you see? He jumped and he said, I can see. I can see car. I can see people. And he started jumping. I said, who healed you? He said, Jesus. Who is Jesus? He said, Jesus is my Lord. And I said, if I tell this story to somebody, they are not going to listen. They are not going to say it is a true story. So what happened? There was a one man came running to me. And he was standing at least 10 feet from me or so. And he said, you know, I'm a Christian. I was Hindu. I became a Christian. And I go to church, but I never saw a miracle in my life. This is the first miracle I witness. Oh. So what I'm trying to say, God does miracles today.
Amen.
When God healed that blind man, and I believe that blind man got healed, and next day I went, he was not begging there anymore. So what I'm trying to say, our God is a good God. So what I'm trying to say, Jesus Christ is giving us chance. He is telling us, if you are spiritually blind, I'll open your eyes. If you're physically blind, I'll open your eyes. But what we have to do? We have to call upon Jesus. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Give me grace to live a Christian life. Lord Jesus, if you touch me and if you heal me today, I'm going to go and tell somebody that Jesus is my Lord and He is my Savior. He is my healer. Lord Jesus, give them grace to do it for the glory of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bring all these listeners to you.
Yes, Lord.
Bring them closer to you.
Hallelujah.
Touch them, heal them, deliver them,
yes,
set them free. In Jesus' name I pray and call it done.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.